So, as you know, vlogging is becoming more and more famous day by day. In this, person used to record their experiences wherever they go in the form of video and upload it on a YouTube. Same happens in early society also. The travelers. Travelers used to go to distant places and record their experiences, greatness and uniqueness of that place in the form of text or in the form of figure. The purpose of traveling depends upon person to person. For example, some travelers used to travel for the religious architecture and some to within their own land. For example, in the Mughal Empire, the official administrators used to travel within their own land and record the observations and the progress of the villages. So in this very podcast, we are going to talk about the two most famous travelers who came to India and wrote the greatness and the uniqueness of India at that time. First one is Ibn Battuta and second one. So as you know, vlogging is becoming more and more famous day by day. In this, person used to record their experiences wherever they go in the form of video and upload it on a YouTube. Same happens in early society also. The travelers. Travelers used to go to distant places and record their experiences, greatness and uniqueness of that place in the form of text or in the form of figure. The purpose of traveling depends upon person to person. For example, some travelers used to travel for the religious architecture and some to within their own land. For example, in the Mughal Empire, the official administrators used to travel within their own land and record the observations and the progress of the villages. So in this very podcast, we are going to talk about the two most famous travelers who came to India and wrote the greatness and the uniqueness of India at that time. First one is Ibn Battuta and second one is Al-Biruni. Ibn Battuta was a Marcon traveler who was born into Tangier into a well-known educated family for the Islamic religious laws. As a tradition of his family, he was literally and scholastically well educated at a very young age. As he loved traveling, so he used to travel in the different parts of a country and explore their uniqueness. He made pilgrimage trip to the Makkah, Yemen, Syria and many other. Traveling through Central Asia, Ibn Battuta reached Sindh in 1333. He heard about Muhammad bin Tughlaq, the Sultan of Delhi. His reputation as generous patron of art sets off for Delhi. The Sultan was impressed by his scholarship and appointed him as the judge of Delhi, or you can say Qazi. He remained at that position for several years, but suddenly he fell out of the favor and thrown into the prison by the Sultan. Although they resolved their misunderstanding and he restored its imperial services. In 1342, he decided to proceed to China as Sultan's envoy to Mughal rulers. Before going to China, he decided to travel Maldives, Malabar coast through the central India. Then he went to Sri Lanka, where he stayed as a Qazi for 18 months. Before going to China, he also traveled Bengal, Assam, as well as he took ship to Sumatra. From there, he took another ship to China. He traveled extensively in China. He go as far as Beijing, but he did not travel for a long time and returned back to home in 1347. His traveling book, Rehla, was written in Arabic and provides an extremely rich and cultural content about many things for social lives and all that. Now coming to Al-Biruni, who was born in 973 in Khwarizm, present-day Uzbekistan. Being educational hub, he received the best education at that time. He was well versed with several languages such as Syriac, Arabic, Persian, Hebrew and Sanskrit. Although he did not know Greek, but he was inspired by the Plato's work. He arrived as a hostage when Sultan Muhammad in 1017 invaded Khwarizm and Ghazni became the capital. He gradually developed an interest and by there on he spent his whole life at that place until its death at 70. When Punjab became a part of Ghaziwan Empire, then he came in contact with the local population and there on it creates an environment for him to learn Sanskrit languages and a religious text by a Brahmin priest. There he also learned Sanskrit. His book Kitab ul Hind, written in Arabic and simple, lucid, divided into 80 chapters. And these all chapters are about philosophy, festivals, astronomy, alchemy, customs, social life, weights, measurements, and laws and metrologies. Hope you have loved this podcast. For more such podcasts, please hit the like button and support me by clicking the support button on my webpage. So thank you. Have a great day. So as you know, vlogging is becoming more and more famous day by day. And this person used to record their experiences wherever they go in the form of video and upload it on a YouTube. Same happens in early society also. The travelers. Travelers used to go to distant places and record their experiences, greatness and uniqueness of that place in the form of text or in the form of figure. The purpose of traveling depends upon person to person. For example, some travelers used to travel for the religious architecture and some to within their own land. For example, in the Mughal Empire, the official administrators used to travel within their own land and record the observations and the progress of the villages. So in this very podcast, we are going to talk about the two most famous travelers who came to India and wrote the greatness and the uniqueness of India at that time. First one is Ibn Battuta and second one is Al-Biruni. Ibn Battuta was a Marcon traveler who was born into Tangier into a well-known educated family for the Islamic religious laws. As a tradition of his family, he was literally and scholastically well-educated at a very young age. As he loved traveling, so he used to travel in the different parts of a country and explore their uniqueness. He made pilgrimage trip to the Makkah, Yemen, Syria and many other. Traveling through Central Asia, Ibn Battuta reached Sindh in 1333. He heard about Muhammad bin Tughlaq, the Sultan of Delhi. His reputation as generous patron of art sets off for Delhi. The Sultan was impressed by his scholarship and appointed him as the judge of Delhi, or you can say Qazi. He remained at that position for several years, but suddenly he fell out of the favor and thrown into the prison by the Sultan. Although they resolved their misunderstanding and he restored its imperial services. In 1342, he decided to proceed to China as Sultan's envoy to Mughal rulers. Before going to China, he decided to travel Maldives, Malabar coast through the central India. Then he went to Sri Lanka, where he stayed as a Qazi for 18 months. Before going to China, he also traveled Bengal, Assam, as well as he took ship to Sumatra. From there, he took another ship to China. He traveled extensively in China. He go as far as Beijing, but he did not travel for a long time and returned back to home in 1347. His traveling book, Rihla, was written in Arabic and provides an extremely rich and cultural content about many things for social lives and all that. Now coming to Al-Biruni, who was born in 973 in Khwarizm, present-day Uzbekistan. Being educational hub, he received the best education at that time. He was well-versed with several languages such as Syriac, Arabic, Persian, Hebrew and Sanskrit. Although he did not know Greek, but he was inspired by the Plato's work. He arrived as a hostage when Sultan Muhammad in 1017 invaded Khwarizm and Ghazni became the capital. He gradually developed an interest and by there on he spent his whole life at that place until its death at 70. When Punjab became a part of Ghaziwand Empire, then he came in contact with the local population and there on it creates an environment for him to learn Sanskrit languages and a religious text by a Brahmin priest. There he also learned Sanskrit. His book Kitab ul Hind, written in Arabic and simple, lucid, divided into 80 chapters and these all chapters are about philosophy, festivals, astronomy, alchemy, customs, social life, weights, measurements, and laws and metrologies. Hope you have loved this podcast. For more such podcasts, please hit the like button and support me by clicking the support button on my webpage. So thank you. Have a great day.